Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of ground up grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
Today is Saturday, November 27th.
Our Old Testament reading is from Psalm 17, verse 7. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand.
And our New Testament passage today is from 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirits and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, what a week it's been, Thanksgiving week. And this is Nathan, usually with you on Thursdays with Theta Thursdays. But today we are enjoying Thanksgiving up in the Pacific Northwest. And we have a wonderful guest today, my brother David. He's younger than me. He's got more hair than me. He got all the good looks. And I thought, I want to introduce the Ground Up Grace listening audience to David. And I'm also joined by my dear friends Ben and Gage, who are part of the community down at Trinity. They're also traveling up here on this beautiful day. And we're glad to reflect on this Saturday, November 27th, because we're just about to enter Advent. Tomorrow is Advent. And so this is, in a way, the end of this church year. And what wonderful verses these are to reflect on as we reflect on this last year. Even though it was a difficult year, I think for most people, it is still a year of God's grace, a year where God graciously met us in the midst of our difficulties. And these verses contain good promises for us today. Ben, you were looking at the connections aren't exactly clear. Sometimes the connections between the two verses are so blatantly clear, but I think you found an interesting connection between these two verses.
Yeah, the connection that I saw was this connection between the idea of sanctification and of the refuge in the Psalm passage, that I think of the lyric of the old hymn, "There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God," and this idea of, if sanctification through our walk with Christ is drawing nearer to who God is in the way that we are, it's also a movement closer to this place of safety, not necessarily safety from all of the cares and things of this world, but safety in sort of a cosmic, apocalyptic, revelatory sense of being safe in God and in the identity of who God made us to be.
I love that. I was at our pastor's gathering the other day, our San Pedro pastor's gathering, and it's made up of pastors from all different, you know, all different backgrounds, denominational backgrounds and ethnic backgrounds, language backgrounds. And one of my favorite pastors is pastor of a newer church. So that's different than our church. Our church is 100 years old and hers has just begun. I'm a male, she's a female, I'm Caucasian, she's Asian, I'm in my middle ages, she's an older lady in her 70s, and she's full-blown Pentecostal, I'm Lutheran, you know, just half Pentecostal, and I was just thinking about how kindred this pastor is, how kindred I feel with her, and I was reflecting on it, like, we don't share hardly anything in common, but what I kind of came to is that she lives close to the heart of God. And no matter our differences, there's such, when you almost are together hearing the heartbeat of God, that is that place of refuge. And even that set apartness or that sanctification, I think is a really helpful way to look at it, Ben, because sometimes when I think of sanctification, I think of that, the hard work almost, or the, we better be sanctified. And really, sanctification is being close to the heart of God. It's being in that refuge place. It's a wonderful connection with these two David, when we were reading the scripture, you read for us from 1 Thessalonians about how God cares about our spirit and our soul and our body, that they would be kept sound. And you had quite a year this year. Do you want to share just a little bit about what happened to you this year?
Well, from last year, I had this surgery that I had. And I kind of told God that I want you to remember me. But I never been so scared in my life. But when I thought back that we can have Thanksgiving, he was with me all the time.
Yeah, it was a really risky surgery, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember we were all praying for you because we even looked online, and you know, it's always scary to look online for medical news, but they were saying this is kind of a dangerous surgery, but we think it's the one thing that can really help David. And so you were kind of afraid, and we were kind of afraid, I remember, for the surgery. And it was so encouraging. I remember even right during that time, Mom and Dad calling and saying, you know, that we've been praying, and you even experienced really how close God was to you when you were coming out of that surgery.
Yeah.
You knew that he was with you. That must have been a big encouragement to you.
It totally was an encouragement, but I consider this as a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, now as you look back, that's what we do, isn't it? We give thanks. Yeah, that's so good. When I was looking at that passage too, I was thinking how the whole God cares about the whole us, the whole David, the whole Gage and Ben and Nathan, the whole anybody who's listening today. He cares about your spirit and your soul and your body, just like he cares about this whole last year. Thanks for sharing that, Dave. Gage, what did you see in the passage?
Yeah, so this is like the last verse or day before Advent. So pointing out how it's almost like a benediction, the Thessalonians verse of may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and talking about how just the idea of God being a God of peace, and when you read it, you kind of just get the opportunity to take a breath and to read it in a way of, wow, this is all true, and God wants you to sit knowing that he's going to sanctify you entirely and keep your spirit and soul and body in a sound and blameless, you know, like it's just really comforting, and knowing that God is never going to back down on that promise. So it's very cool.
That's really good. It is a benediction. A benediction is just mean a good, it means a good word. And this is a good word for the last day of the church year. David, would you mind just saying that verse from 1 Thessalonians one more time? And David, we're sitting here in my parents' dining room, and our dad is a pastor, and he puts a benediction on people a lot of times when the service is coming to an end. So maybe you could put this verse on the listening audience as a benediction today. Can you read that from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 one more time?
May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's a good last word. For our song to end this church year, we thought we'd sing the benediction song we sing in our morning prayer at Trinity every morning.
The Lord bless us and keep us, make his face to shine upon us, show us favor, give us peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.